They turned off onto a road where I knew there were plenty of sets of lights where I could catch them and build up a bit of momentum, you know, give a good 10, 20 metres, slow down and then just really, as they were hovering at the lights, I could really put everything in, accelerate to a decent enough speed and really ram them fully. I think in that moment of total rage, your clarity of thought is bizarrely good. Your planning, your foresight is so sharp. I knew exactly how to do it. I felt like a predator in a sense. I certainly wasn't myself. There was this sort of palatable excitement, but a detachment, and I can remember it physically, like, obviously filled with adrenaline, and there was this nervous, cold energy, and my heart rate was chattering away, and I remember my knee shaking, one of my legs shaking as I was working the accelerator. My right leg was just sort of shaking, like a spring that was barely being held back. It's like my body was clinging, gripping to the chair. I felt solid and ready. And I remember my mouth being full of saliva. I was almost drooling. It shames me to say. Then it was all just a bit of a blur. Just once I pressed the accelerator down as hard as I could, and the noise of the engine reeling and growling. And then just a sudden smash, crunch. You could almost sense it all slowing down, and you could pick out the different materials of the cars being decimated. The folding bonnet, the plastic parts of the bumper and the lights. You must feel the lights popping. And then it ended with the gurgling, and it was like this beast that had exploded in one last effort, and it just sat there, slumped, crumpled, just hissing out the rest of its lungs and gargling out oil onto the pavement. And I remember being sat in the car with what were now deinflated airbags that were warm and crisp, like plasticky bedding. And there was this sort of bright light that just totally engulfed my eyes, as if I was concentrating to see so much that the focus had just become overwhelming. And that's when the smoke and the smell really started to intensify. And I was paused and stuck in the car as it filled with this noxious, most steamy, oily smoke that was filling my head. And I started to see glimpses. And I was like, where's the car? Where was the car that I rammed? And then suddenly I looked, and it seemed so far away. It had gone right across the junction, just on its side. I don't know what had happened, whether it had gone into the junction, then been hit by another car, and then there was this sort of quiet I couldn't recognise anything. I couldn't recognise the car. It's like I'd woken up. I'd woken up and all I could see in front of me was destruction.